Focusing on another NL Folk Festival artist on VOCM.
You're listening to Focus here on 590 VOCM, and the focus this weekend is on the closers of the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival. The Once, Geraldine Holland of The Once, joins us here on the program this afternoon. And I got to say, as part of the planning committee, Geraldine, you guys were probably top of mind when we started planning this 40th festival. We're so glad to have you on board.
No way. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I realized that. That's cool.
That is cool. When we sat down, it was pretty much just after last year's festival. We said, all right, it's the 40th anniversary. Who do you want to close? And we're like, it'd be cool to have The Once here. Wonder if they're around. So there you go.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad we're here. That's amazing. Oh, we're thrilled.
For sure. So you guys
oh my God.
You guys are doing your new album now. So will we hear any of that at the festival?
Yeah.
We're going to be entertained a bit by the new material, teased a bit. So are you guys actually have a release date for the album, by the way?
We're talking about that now.
Okay.
It's down to two. It's either November or February.
Okay, so perfect. Well, maybe we'll know by the time the festival rolls around, and we'll tease it a bit closer to the festival. But what else are you guys bringing into your shows these days? I mean, you're going to have five albums under your belt, but do you still jump into the covers every now and then, have a bit of fun?
Oh, my God, you have to. I mean, we've done our versions of so many songs. It'd be silly to leave them out. It's really hard now, you know, after five albums. Well, I guess four, because you can't do Christmas, can you? Can you? Yeah. No, we can't do Christmas.
You might be able to. It's been pretty cold in the park the last few years, so you might get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we need to, I will. But we're just, you know, trying to find what songs to do and not skip any records. It's really hard because you only get an hour maximum festival to play all your stuff, and you got 2 hours worth of material, so it's hard to know what to cut and what to pick. And then, of course, you do your own covers. You know, nothing compared to you has never been on an album, so I mean, you want to do something like that because people love it. People sing along, and it makes you feel like a rock star when people sing along, so you want to do that. And although in Newfoundland, people sing along with us too, which is pretty awesome. I'm pretty stoked about that. So, yeah, no, it's hard, but it'll be exciting. And I think we're going to see, we're talking right now about getting some, making our band a little bit bigger.
Oh, interesting.
We'll
let that one slip out there. We'll get people's minds wondering about where that could go. But I was thinking earlier, actually, this week, the last time you guys played a folk festival was a couple of years ago, and you, Amelia Curran, and Andrew James O'Brien did a bit of a tribute to Ron Hynes on stage. That's when he was first diagnosed, and he was feeling under the weather with his cancer diagnosis. You did Crier's Paradise. That was part of the highlight that festival for that year. But it's kind of fitting that this year we're actually dedicating the festival to Ron Hynes. You guys did Sonny's Dream on the last album. So I guess, you know, he's been a big influence on you guys growing up as musicians, eh?
Oh, my God. Oh, absolutely. And didn't realize he was one of our own until I got older and moved to St. John. Didn't realize it.
Oh, wow.
Like, the guy who wrote Sonny's Dream is from Newfoundland. How cool did I feel at all? How cool was Newfoundland that day? Yeah, and I remember seeing him in Trinity as well. He came out and did a show out there. And he started singing Sonny's Dream, and I was like, oh, my God. That's when I knew. I was like, he's here? This guy? Like, I had no idea. I was so clueless. Because usually you listen to music. And until that day, I didn't pay attention to who sang what. And now I'm not like that. Now I'm like, I must know who wrote that because it's very important. You never know.
You guys grew up with Ron, listening to Ron on the radio and stuff, and now you guys are kind of, you know, making your own strides in the music community. We couldn't be more proud to be able to say that you guys are closing the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, and proud to call you our own. Let me tell you that for sure. I think I speak for a lot of people that way.
Oh, man, it feels pretty good. I got to say, when I found out we were closing out, all three of us, we were floored. And then when we saw the poster and saw our name there, I was like, well, that's going to take up my wall. That's my new wallpaper right there. I couldn't have been more proud.
Well, listen, thanks for chatting with us today, Geraldine. Of course, you guys, the Once, are performing on Sunday night, August the 7th, closing off the 40th Annual Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, August 5th to the 7th, in Bannerman Park, back last year for the first time after a couple of years. So it's in Bannerman Park this year, people have been wondering. And tickets are on sale right now, nlfolk.com. You can get single or weekend passes, and nlfolk.com for a complete list of the schedule. Actually, we just released that this week. This is Focus on VOCM.
Sonny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. You can kick off your shoes and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet riverbed. Sonny always remembers the words his mama said. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
It's 100 miles to town. Sonny's never been there.
And he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4. And the mailman is old, but he still dreams his dreams full of silver and gold.
Sonny's dreams can't be real. They're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, dreams in his head.
And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried.
Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone.
And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home.
And the
nights get so long. And the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong.